The past 2 days, I've been telling you about old Carl, who was robbed and humiliated by a street gang several times as he watered his church's flower garden. Yesterday, I told you one of the boys came back later that summer and returned Carl's watch and his wallet. The youth said he had changed because, unlike other people that the boys had taken advantage of, robbed, Carl showed them love and even offered them a drink of water. Now let's continue the story. Carl died one cold day after Christmas that same winter. Many people attended his funeral. The preacher spoke of Carl's care of the garden as a lesson in life. It was then that the pastor noticed a tall young man sitting in a back pew. He left quickly before the pastor could speak to him. Well, spring came again, and the church listed on the sign out in front of the church that they needed someone to care for its garden. None of the church members responded, and then one day there was a knock at the pastor's door. He noticed a pair of scarred and tattooed hands, as the man said. Although he was not a member of the church, he would like to volunteer for the gardening job. It was then that the pastor recognized him. It was the same young man who had returned the stolen watch and the wallet to Carl. He knew the story of how Carl's kindness had turned this young man's life around. He was the one at Carl's funeral. He handed him the garden shed keys and said, "We'd like you to do the job. Take care of Carl's garden. Honor him." The man went to work, and over the next several years, he tended the flowers just as Carl had done. During that time, he went to college. He got married and became a prominent member of the community. But he never forgot his promise to Carl's memory. And then one day, he approached the new minister and told him he could no longer care for the garden. He explained with a shy and a happy smile, "You know, my wife just had a baby boy last night. We're going to bring him home on Saturday." "Well, congratulations," said the minister as he took the garden shed keys. "That's wonderful. What's the baby's name?" "Carl," said the proud father. "My son's name is Carl." Now you know the rest of the story. Now you know the whole story. Click on WKVI.com, and you can listen to all three episodes, the complete story of this week's Talking of Many Things. I'm Ed Hasnerl.